Concours Écricom 2005. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 4. Children's Television. Broaden their minds, says a new advert for B-Sky B, a satellite TV company in Britain which hopes that appealing to parents this Christmas will help sell its packages of over 200 channels, 21 of which are devoted to children. There has never been so much television for kids. Part of the reason is that serving the very young is an especially lucrative and fast-growing business for Disney, Viacom, and Time Warner, three big media conglomerates. Equally, children's TV has never been so controversial. Parents increasingly fear that, far from broadening their darlings' horizons, watching television may lead to attention deficit disorder and obesity. The great thing about children's TV from a money-making point of view is that it generates three kinds of income. Like adult programming, there is advertising revenue, and pay television operators pay fees. But children's TV offers the extra possibility of riches from merchandising. Thanks to SpongeBob SquarePants, for instance, a show about a sponge at the bottom of the ocean, Nickelodeon at Vision of Viacom finds itself in the enviable position of earning a fortune from a TV show, and now a movie, which are themselves in effect advertisements, for a hugely profitable range of consumer products. Last year, Nickelodeon's consumer products division brought in sales of $3 billion, up by one-fifth from 2002, by far the fastest-growing bit of Viacom, which also has a movie studio, a broadcast network, and a radio business. This summer, analysts at a presentation by Time Warner, the world's biggest media firm, were surprised to discover that its Cartoon Network had made more money in 2003 than CNN, its cable news business. Children in developed countries have more access to money than ever before. Parents have become less strict, and children have become part of their lifestyle image, meaning they are more likely to spend money on them, says Yonon Kreitz, the former boss of Fox Kids Europe, now owned by Disney. Advertisers know that children are a way to reach adults too. You'd be amazed how much influence a 10 to 11-year-old boy has on buying the family car, says Jason Maltby of Mindshare, WPP's media buying unit. Strategically too, children's TV has advantages over the adult sort. While grown-up TV is increasingly having to vie for attention with video games, the internet, and mobile phones, children aged 8 and under are still a fairly captive audience for television. And making children's programmes is an excellent way to tap international markets. Hollywood-made adult shows have become less popular in Europe and elsewhere because viewers want local programmes. No such shift has occurred in the international market for children's programming. Disney, Nickelodeon, and Cartoon Network will continue to dominate. Fin du texte numéro 4.